The Mohawk Valley has had a hockey team for most of the last 90 years, but 1993 was the last time a professional hockey team took to the ice in Utica. As WRVO's Gino Gerentino reports, earlier this year the city landed a new American Hockey League team and a chance to bring more than just hockey back to Utica.
Frank DeRoss is co-owner of the new Utica Comets, a Vancouver Canucks affiliate. He says the new AHL team is one of many things giving the region a reason to cheer.
There's a general feeling in the area with the Comets coming, the renovations to the Utica Auditorium with Bass Pro Shop and all the talk about Marcy Nano Center, that we finally feel that we're about to really take off, and everyone in Mohawk Valley is excited about this.
DeRoss says the team's arrival has helped spur new construction in the city, including loft-style apartments for players and a sports bar and restaurant. It's also keeping the doors open at the Utica Memorial Auditorium, where the Comets and the city's collegiate teams will play.
Obviously, this is much more than about American Hockey League, you know, team. As much as important that is, it's important for the building. The building desperately needed $5 to $8 million or improvements, or this is one of the jewel assets that's in our city. And if the money wasn't put into this building, I'd say within 5 or 6 years, the building could have closed.
The team signed a 6-year deal with the city and begins its inaugural season tonight with an away game against Rochester. In Utica, for WRVO News, I'm Gino Gerentino.